Gary.
Welcome to the Gary and Kenny Show, everyone. I'm Gary Kroger, and I'm in Waterloo, Iowa, and I am joined by
Ken Seisler in Calabasas, California.
Kenny, Father's Day is coming up, isn't it?
Yep.
Is this going to be our special Father's Day show?
Well, we are going to have a guest on who has a show on about gadgets, and he's going to show us some great gift Father's Day gift ideas.
That is Steve Greenberg.
Steve Greenberg. Right.
That's his name, Steve Greenberg.
On. I don't know. We can talk about Father's Day. We kind of, I think.
Well,
we pre-recorded the thing with Steve.
Right. We'll talk about Father's Day. Right. So what can this be? Kenny Day? Gary Day? What do you want to talk about?
Well,
politics.
Geez, you threw me on that.
You want to talk about, let's talk politics just for a second, because in Iowa. You know, the Iowa caucus is no longer first in the nation for Democrats, but it is for Republicans. Yes. So we have no Democratic candidates, where Biden pays no attention to Iowa whatsoever. He's never done well here anyway, so he's thankful for that. But we have all the Republican candidates. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had Ron DeSantis at every little Republican barbecue and things around. And they're really establishing all the candidates. Republican side will be coming through Iowa. And okay, I have to pick up the local paper every day.
The big news, we're recording this on the Friday. It'll hopefully air tomorrow on Saturday, a day after Trump is indicted. This will be his second indictment.
The big indictment.
And he's possibly a third is coming out of Georgia as well.
Georgia. Well, and this is probably the easiest slam dunk to actually prosecute.
But here's the thing is, what I find remarkable is that people still will
don't
vote
care.
For him.
They sure
don't
will.
Care. And, you know, when he said I could kill somebody on Fifth Avenue and I would get away with it, we all laughed. To be honest with you, if I was in New York, I'd stay off Fifth Avenue.
Well, we talked about this on a previous show, Kenny, where a Trump person was asked if he were found guilty on this and this and this. They paused and they said, I wouldn't care. I don't care. It's in fact, at this point, it's so counterproductive for us Democrats because he does gain momentum. They love that he's Teflon. They don't care about these issues. They look at it as like, oh, well, I would have done the
plausible.
Same thing.
It just doesn't seem.
Because once Howard Dean had an angry face and he was out of the running.
I know.
And now we have this criminal who is the leading
candidate. And then
when
he comes on, he talks. He doesn't even make sense. Anyhow,
let's not go down. We've been.
I want to find out. The big changes in your life, right? You had a move from your wife was in Chicago because her daughter was graduating, right?
So very often we've talked about the fact that my wife and I have lived separately for 3 years. Now we see each other on weekends. Mm-hmm. I go to Chicago, she comes here, and the plus side of that for all you married folks, and Kenny, I've seen you actually take notes on this, is that when my wife and I get together, it's been a honeymoon. We go out to dinner. It's just this love fest. And so
that's why I've asked my wife to go away for 3 years.
So it's worked for us. And there are the little things that we've adjusted to. She has her own little routine at night. I get to, when she's not with me, eat potato chips with dip in bed, and I'm just happy as a pig in.
What do you dip your chips in?
My wife won't let me eat potato chips with dip in. Yeah, French onion dip.
Oh, yeah.
Which would, by the way, make a nice Father's Day gift. But I can't do that now. Mm. Now, there's no friction between us. We just have to get back to our life together. And that's been for a week now. But there's a little adjustment, I'm
like,
sure.
What adjustment? What it be besides the potato chips?
I'm not eating chips in bed.
You eat chips in bed?
She doesn't. I put on whatever show I want to watch.
Yeah.
You know, I'm even rewatching Game of Thrones.
But do you wake up in a bunch of crispy chips in the morning, little speckled chips in the bed?
Yeah, that's therein lies the problem. So I'll get up in the morning and just wipe it off. But when Shannon is here, I obviously can't give her a bed of broken potato chips. Nah. This is just minutia of the differences now. But there have been just personal freedoms of habits that you get where I like to smoke a cigar or whatever that I have to readjust to, you know, having a full time. This line comes from Jeremiah Johnson, a full time teepee woman.
Ooh, can you say that nowadays?
I don't know. It's from the movie.
Jesus, my full time. I don't think you can say teepee anymore.
What is it called then?
Oh, you know, you can't say master bedroom anymore.
You can't say master what?
Master bedroom.
Bation? Master bedroom. Oh, because
bedroom. Master
meaning
master like slavery.
You never would have occurred to me.
Yeah, no, I had a worker came over and said something like, where's the big room? And I was like,
you can't say master bedroom.
And I said, oh, you mean the master bedroom? Because you can't say that anymore.
So the and now it's never really occurred to me the etymology of this, but master being in the male sense, not the master in terms of the rest of the family are your slaves. It's master in terms of the master of the house. Is that what it is? I just always figured
it
meant
the bigger
bedroom.
Well, I do think it has something to do with the fact that back in the day they would refer to that's where the master would live, and we can't have masters.
Well, that's horrible.
Anymore. Right, but that's
now that I think of it,
nobody can be a master. Can anybody be a master anymore?
Now that you bring this up, I'm glad we're not calling it. I will never use master bedroom again.
Can you use masturbation?
I knew you were going to masturbation right
now.
Well,
it's an unavoidable.
But that's a masseur as opposed to a master.
Okay. All right.
I don't believe masturbation is the same, again, etymology.
All right, but we digress. What about if the master's masturbating? They would be a mess.
All right, never mind.
Never mind.
I don't know where to go with this.
Let's move on. I had an incident yesterday.
Trump, politics, masturbation. Next, what?
Well, I don't know how interesting it's going to be to people. But, you know, I go swimming, and I like to take this board that has all of the workouts on it and swim to the board, like what the workouts are. I just do that. And I moved it close to my to my lane. And then while I was swimming, the lifeguard took it and moved it way back against the wall. And when I said, why'd you do that? Can't you just move the board so I can see it? He said, no, because my boss told me it's a safety hazard. So we have to move.
Why is that a safety hazard?
Well, that's what I said. Why is that a safety hazard? So I came back and I wrote a whole, I don't know what you would call it, a document, a manifesto about how ridiculous this is.
It's one of those.
To the
I don't usually write
City
letters,
Hall.
But in this
and
case,
I've been up
I feel
all night
I had
thinking
no
about I'm going to fight this to the death. Why? And
that?
By the way, there's boards all over the place that they put out to give notices to people. And I've been swimming there for like 20 years, and I've done this for 20. Why all of a sudden is this a rule and is this a safety hazard? I want to get to the end. I'm sure people are just absolutely sympathetic to this. I apologize.
But now, is this at your country club? Because I know you have.
It's the community pool. Yes.
Community pool.
This
would be a privilege concern. Obviously, it's the community pool doesn't let you keep your board next to the pool. These are not third world problems.
No, but since I have very little to do, they have become giant
any world problems.
Yeah.
Okay.
In my life. So that's kind of sad that that's a big issue in my life. Yeah.
Now, is there a conclusion to the story or the letters?
I contacted City Hall and I got a thing that said, we're away for the weekend. We'll check it out on Monday. But I'm going back to swim tomorrow. So I'm going to confront this before it's resolved.
Well, you know what? Our listeners and our watchers, Kenny, they're going to want to hear where this goes.
I may come to them for help because I may ask them
to write letters.
I'm going to give them the phone numbers and all the information to write in to complain about what I consider incredibly discriminatory.
Would you be willing to post some pictures of this situation of the non-hazard? I think you should use this program, the Gary and Kenny Show. Put some pictures. Is this a hazard?
I did take pictures. Do you want me to include it in the show?
Include them in this show.
Okay, so let me just talk you through the pictures. Talk you through the pictures. And are you sure this is interesting, Gary?
It's as interesting as anything else.
I have a picture. The first picture I'm going to show is you're going to see kind of an angled shot of the pool, and you're going to see in the background this board, this like writing board that I'm talking about.
Writing board.
You know, it's a white board, you know, that opens up. It's pushed in the back. Okay, up against this wall. I swim in the middle lane. You can see how far the board is from there. So I moved the board over to where I was swimming. So I gave the perspective of where I was swimming in another picture, which I'm probably showing right now. And then I'm showing So you can see how far the board is from where it is. And I indicate that the I move the board to a place, and if you see in the picture where there's a little wet spot there.
Little wet spot.
Yeah, 2 feet left of that wet spot is where I put the board.
Where you put the board.
So I could see it.
And you were reprimanded.
It was removed back. So, mm-hmm. And then the next picture is going to show that they have lane indicators for all the lanes that are just sitting out there in front of all the lanes. Well, why aren't they safety hazards? You could trip over those.
Kenny?
And then I went, I took a picture of, they have lifeguard stands. They're not, they're freestanding things that are out in the middle of nowhere. I'm going to show that picture. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to use this platform. I'm going to use this platform to right the unjust, the right the wrongs of the world. Well, at least
let me tell you why this is interesting on our program. Okay. With all the issues out there, no, this is not apartheid. No, this mm-hmm. is not, this is not inflation. This is not,
Now, what it is? It's unreasonable.
It's unreasonable. But this is something you just might be able to fix. If you can take this all the way, Kenny, and affect change,
yes.
It will show our audience that we can, as citizens, actually make a stand and make something happen. Now, if you fail at this,
yes.
Well, it adds to the, the soup of frustration. Like, what can we do as citizens?
Huh.
I think this is a bigger issue than what you think it is. I want to see you win. And if you don't win, Kenny, I think that this just could be the start of something. We might plant the seed to say enough is enough. There are enough rules and regulations.
This is a groundswell.
This is a groundswell.
Yeah.
Like, at least we can get rid of the little minutia regulations that control us. We just keep heaping on new rules like
Where
that.
Where do they get these new rules?
The community board sits there and goes, let's come up with something. Somebody slipped once.
And if they don't reverse the decision, shame on the council people of Calabasas. Shame on them.
Kenny, this got big.
This got big. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, what else can we do to forward our social
how about you? What fight for goodness are you doing over there in Iowa?
Well, I'm going to tell you something very personal. It's certainly interesting, but it's not as it's not as amusing as your fight.
Okay, well, never mind, Gary. Okay, Gary,
everybody knows.
You already talked us out of
it. My wife and I are taking on a foster child.
Oh, you
want to talk about someone who's slipping through the cracks.
Oh,
17 years old, and you age out at 18. But not everybody in the foster care system has a foundation of experience or support by which to get their lives together before they become adults in the world. So we're going to help him get his GED. We're going to encourage him to go to college. There's lots of aid possibilities and things. So we have this opportunity in a few months, hopefully, to help shape a young man's life to be successful, to be productive, and to be happy, who otherwise wouldn't have any opportunity to do so because the system does what they can, but then you're spit out.
Well,
I know that.
So that's
you
certainly,
write to,
that's certainly part the, of the word. That certainly trumps my unjust moving the board to my lane story.
Doggone it, Kenny. We're going to make this. I like your pool board story because these are things we have to win. Now, on the other side of the spectrum,
I'm doing that. I'm battling for that. And you're bringing on a foster child.
It goes to show you, Kenny. I'm going to make
a
point.
What a rotten human being I am. Yes.
No.
Yes, you have succeeded in proving.
It goes
that
to
I
show.
I'm shallow.
No, Kenny, I will not let you go there.
Can I ask
it
you something?
It goes to show you, in the spectrum of what people can do, we can affect change. There are things that we can do to help. And so, yes, these are different issues, but, there are things that we can do.
I think that's a remarkable thing that you're doing.
Oh,
and
I appreciate it.
Listen, if he wants to come to California, to come out.
I do not rule that out, my friend.
Would I get forced to parent credit if I, brought him?
You will from me. You will from me.
You. Okay.
I'll put it in my card to you come Hanukkah.
Oh. Hey, by the way, this is rude and cruel.
Rude?
And cold.
Okay.
Is he a tax deduction for you?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not assuming that he is. I don't know. I'm assuming that I treat him like a son. And, you know, the costs that are happen. I don't know.
Well, listen,
DHS may.
It's not important. It's not significant.
No, it doesn't change anything.
Because, you know.
He's a very bright young man, very talented. But he's had no advantage in his life. Nothing. Nothing has been given to him. Broken home, been in foster home, shelter to shelter. And I met this young man and said, you know what? Maybe I can do something. You know, I'm retired. I'm busy as all get out.
Yeah.
But there's always room to do. There's always room to fight the pool board. And there's always room to fight the school board. And there's always room to fight for justice, truth, and the American way.
Okay, so I guess we each have our battles up ahead. Maybe we should introduce... Maybe we should introduce our guest.
Steve Greenberg, our guest.
Talking about Father's
Day. All right. Kenny, as you know,
as
no surprise to you, we have a guest.
A
very special guest, Kenny.
Special.
You know why special?
No.
Because he's also on the DBNA TV network as our
You know, they dropped the A.
They dropped what A? Just DB?
Yeah.
DTV. I didn't even know this. Just
you didn't get
DBTV?
The memo, huh? Yeah, sorry, no. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just want you to.
Well, the A right. was for associates. Are there?
Well,
no
they're
more
no longer
associates.
No more associates. They're gone.
So it's just DB. All right, on DBTV.
Yes,
as well. Now he also has a YouTube channel, and his show is a gadget show, and it's YouTube's gadget game show called "What the Heck Is That?" Which is, of course, a great title. It's operating system.
It could have been
life.
"What the Hell Is That?"
What the hell is
didn't
that?
Go
or
there.
What the F is that? But we're not going to go there.
We're not going to go there.
This is family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, live from New York, it is Steve Greenberg. Say
hello, Steve.
Hey. Hello, Steve.
Hi, it's good to be on the show with you guys.
Now, do you have a license plate that says gadget guy?
No, I don't have a car, so that's the first problem. Okay, well, if I had a car, maybe I would get that. I always said if I got a dog, I'd name him Gadget.
But right. Of course. Now, you're in New York. Is the air okay? How are you breathing?
Yeah, a couple of days ago, we had that Canadian fire smoke heading our way, and it really turned the sky orange. You came in, your clothes smelled like you'd been in a campfire. It was unbelievable, and it was, of course, very unhealthy.
But
yesterday got better, and today even better.
But even so, we're not mad at Canada, are we?
No, not mad.
Because we love Canada.
We love Canada. You know,
you went outside, you said, burning. What the heck is that? Right? It's
yeah,
Canada
exactly.
burning.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, you know,
one more question before we get into what the origin is. I know you live in an apartment, but is there a storage place that somewhere that you have access to that is full of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of gadgets?
I have two storage facilities plus a storage closet in the building. And it's not all for gadgets, but a lot of it's for gadgets. I have one closet back there that is purely for gadgets. So
wow.
Yeah, I'm haunted by gadgets. And constantly
if you need
say,
a gift, you could just rummage. You could just rummage around in your closet and your storage, and then boom, you have a gift to give somebody. Fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. But no one respects any gift I give them because everyone assumes I've gotten it for free. So like my nephew.
Of course. So you don't get any credit for a purchase.
You just got that. Great. Well, you know, and they just, you know, no one takes it. You know, no one thinks I spent any money.
Kenny, your question was a perfect segue because this is what, Kenny? This is our very special Father's Day show. Is it not? Aren't we considering this a very special Father's Day show? Well,
Father's Day is coming up, and nothing could be more appropriate than to talk about a Father's Day gifts.
I'm a gadget guy. I love gadgets. I love things called gizmos. I love things that just do things. Maybe they last for about a minute, but for a minute, they're putting paper clips onto. They're collating for me. I'm not making any sense.
Before
but I like
we get
gadgets.
Into the great Father's Day gift ideas, I do have this question because what I do struggle
Uh-oh.
With, did you do a Mother's Day gift idea?
No, I skipped mom this year because, you know, honestly, dads and grads, moms are already covered. Everybody gets mom something. Dad's
okay,
actually
fair. That's fair.
Age, so I feel like they need the love, so I'm giving it to
Thank
them.
Thank you.
Huh.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank
I
you.
Make a big deal out of Mother's Day. I'm lucky. Lucky
I panic.
If anybody says Happy Father's Day to me.
I panic on Mother's Day. And I do.
Yeah, you don't know what to
what'd do. What would be a good gift? And I'm horrible at Mother's Day gifts. Because you don't want to get anything sexist.
Wait, can
so
you
what would that be? Get a card. Flowers aren't sexist.
Flowers.
Make dinner. That's not sexist.
Flowers are completely sexist.
Dads are much harder.
If you got me flowers for Father's Day, well, it'd be inappropriate.
I think that'd be unusual.
I would be thrilled to get flowers from my sons on Father's Day.
Let's get to the gifts.
Yes, let's get to the gifts and the gadgets. Steve, what the heck is that? What do you got for us?
Well, first up, you know, a lot of dads love to barbecue, and so do moms, too, for that matter. So this is a kind of a cool gadget I bumped into right here. Let me show it to you. This is the InstaProbe.
Ooh, that sounds dangerous.
InstaProbe. Ooh, that sounds like what my doctor needs.
Yeah. Exactly. And this is a food thermometer. Now, normally you stick a thermometer into the thing. It takes 4 to 7 seconds, which doesn't seem like a long time. But if your hand is in the oven or your hand is over a barbecue, it feels like a long time.
Yes.
This actually gives you the temperature in under a second. It's got this really big font on it. So it's
easy to read.
It's got one of the cool features. The back is magnetic, so that you can stick it on your refrigerator when you're not using it. It doesn't have an on-off button. It's motion-activated, so it's really a great little product. It's got
want one!
This is a really good little gadget. So
InstaProbe. So you just put it right into the meat on the grill, and you get an instant reading.
Exactly. Under a second. It's the fastest, most accurate food thermometer on the market. So
what's this going to cost me, and where do I get it?
Two great questions. Okay, the cost about $100, and you can get it on Amazon or at Typhur.com. That's Typhur, Typhur.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I like it.
Staying with barbecue.
Very good.
Get a theme going on here.
Yeah.
You slide it. So the next thing is cleaning your barbecue after you use
barbecue.
It. Dad's job. And a lot of dads, and maybe you guys, use one of these things to clean their barbecue grill.
We're very familiar.
Could it be used as a loofah as well?
A loofah as well.
Oh, no, that's what I was thinking. Pretty sharp.
I know that.
If you take anything away from this segment, my takeaway on this would be, if you have one of these, throw them out. They're actually really not good for you. These little bristles come off. They get on the grill. They get into the food. You ingest it. You go to the emergency room. Not a good day.
Hmm.
So you have one of these things, get rid of it. For that.
Yeah, you get one of those things.
Let me interject. There was a story very recently about a young man who went to the hospital because he got a little wire from the grill caught in his throat eating a hamburger that dad grilled.
They're going to use on you? An InstaProbe.
InstaProbe.
The first thing they're going to do, yes.
So instead of that, get rid of that, get this.
This is called the Q Swiper from the folks at crowdgrill.com. It's kind of a system where you get these wipes like here, and you get brush. You put the wipe on it like that, and you've got this stainless steel blade right here, so you can scrape the food remnants off. This is a moist towelette. It's actually like three-dimensional. I don't know how well it shows over this camera here.
Okay, yes.
And you can clean the grease and grime up. When you're finished doing it, it looks something like this.
Yeah.
Toss the garbage, take another one, clean it again. You can do when the grill is dry, cool. You don't have to wait. You don't have to do it when it's hot. So you save some gasoline and propane. And it's a great way to clean your barbecue without those nasty bristles being an issue.
You know, I'm just going to make an observation here. And I mentioned with Mother's Day and gifts, but a lot of Father's Day gifts are centered around the outdoor cooking activity.
Yes.
Yeah, we could, which is a very kind of masculine thing. Now, let's get this right. I mean, the grill, if you're cooking outside, that's men's territory. Once the food comes inside, that's when the ladies cook.
You
the food.
Just had to go there, didn't you?
Well, I'm just thinking.
A lot of chefs would argue with that. Male chefs would argue with that. I think cooking is both.
Well, let me bring this up in my household. In my house, we were going to cook fish. And originally, we were going to cook the fish outside on the grill. And I went out to cook the fish on the grill. And then it started to rain. So I brought the fish back inside. And now the responsibility of cooking the fish transferred to my wife.
Now, was that transfer initiated by your wife, or did you give it?
Oh, absolutely. It was understood. It was completely, because men are simple. We see fire, we go, okay, fire, we can cook that. But in the kitchen, there's broiling and roasting and simmering and all this other stuff. And I think that's what happens. We're just simple, primal cook over fire people.
Gary, I think it's safe to say that people who don't agree with Kenny should write directly to Kenny and not to me or to you.
I have to point that out every show we do.
I would think
every show. These thoughts are Kenny's alone. They do not represent the Gary and Kenny show. Well, the Kenny side of the Gary and Kenny show.
Hey,
but
listen,
not the
I
Gary
always speak
side,
the truth, guys. You know,
but look, I know you do, and look, I know women who love to grill. Lots of women who love to grill, but it, there's a reason for the cliche. I love to grill. My wife loves to let me. The same rule applies in our house as well as yours.
Okay, see.
But I try to look at it not as a sexist division,
well,
but
is.
Simply the way it happened.
Naturally.
I learned
it's
to
natural.
Grill from my it's father nature. And his father before him, and Nathaniel Kroger on the Mayflower was grilling and whatever.
All right,
back to you, Steve.
I'm sorry to interrupt your flow.
I think just... my family was running from pogroms in Russia. There was no grilling, but that's another story. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm from Iowa, and we all, no matter what we see, we go, that's interesting. What does that cost?
Oh, okay.
We got to know the cost of everything.
So let me tell you that. This is the kit, which has the two parts and is about $16 at crowdgrill.com. And you can buy replacement wipes for about $13. Again, I think the 40 of them. Again, crowdgrill.com.
And that there's something on the cloth already, a cleaner on the cloth already.
Yeah, and it has something that's, you know, that's okay. Certainly not a problem for you. And it helps take the grease and grime off. And those little bumps on it do it as well.
These are great ideas. These are great stuff. I could use that. Yeah. Listen.
So far,
if it's not raining, I'm going to go grilling.
So far, we've had probes and wipes. What else you got?
Next, we're going to be talking. Now, I normally don't show hair care products for obvious reasons, but I'm making
Don't say that you're a user. I used the hair care, and this was the result.
No.
Now, this is also a podcast, so I'm going to have to. You're going to have to say the word. You are.
Oh,
oh yeah.
So it hurt. Let me take that light out. That hurt. You guys have
great
hair, so you can appreciate this. I'm just like on the sidelines watching. But let me show you this. This is the product right here. It's from the folks at Tymo. And this
Tymo.
Is their Air Hype New Generation Hair Dryer. Now, what's cool about this, it does have three heat settings, but it's really all about the speed. It blows out air at over 50 miles per hour.
Whoa.
I don't know if you can appreciate it, but... I'm just showing it to you. It's really powerful. So what it does, it dries your hair with heat, with the speed of the air, not so much the heat, so that doesn't damage your hair.
Oh.
And you people with hair are always worried about damaged hair. So
that's
this
all I do. That's all I
well,
my
and
day.
Although you're marketing this sort of today for men, this is very valuable for women.
Well,
my wife
and
tends to burn her hair.
Yeah, oh, yeah, again,
tends to burn her hair.
And this is a great solution for it. And again, this segment's for dads and grads. So grads, you know, this is I'm trying to get both.
Yes.
It comes with three different attachments, including this one.
I love that.
Really?
I'm sorry. Yeah. If you're listening on the podcast, you have to watch this on the YouTube channel because attachment looked incredible. Is that for massaging your head?
I don't know what it's for because
I don't know is it or whatever.
Oh my god, it feels great! I love it.
Now, I think that feels better on a bald head. Probably that looks like that was orgasmic. Huh.
And let me also point out. So one thing about this is that it's price point great. Now there's a similar thing out there in the market by another company. I don't want to say the name, Dyson. That is three times the cost of this. So this is about a third the cost of that, and it has the same bells and whistles.
Love it. Give us the name of it again.
Okay, this is Tymo. It's T-Y-M-O, Air Hype. It's also on Amazon and at TymoBeauty.com. But I'm going to show you for people who don't have hair, because I want to speak to those folks directly. There are other things to do with this. Hold on. Is that cool or not cool?
What he's
he is
doing,
levitating
ladies and gentlemen,
ball,
on the podcast
and
is he has a ball that he's holding above it, and it's flying in the air.
Exactly.
And we all have hair somewhere.
Oh, absolutely.
That's going to feel good somewhere. That's going to feel good.
But that's
and
a
again,
heavy wind, 50
it's
miles.
The speed.
Did you say 50 miles per hour?
50 plus. It's a little more than 50 miles per
that's
hour.
That's a lot of wind.
It's really amazing. So it does.
It sounds fun, though. I like it. All right. Yeah. We've got four, and you promised us five. What else?
I guess. So this is number four right here.
This is four.
Three.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So this one here, I'm going to show it to you, the box. So earbuds, you know, everybody loses them, needs new ones.
Yeah.
These are the Earfun Air Pro 3 earbuds. What's cool about them, the most affordable noise-canceling wireless earbuds with the longest battery life on the market.
What's that?
What would that be? How long?
Okay, let's give you that. You have a 45-hour battery life on these, wow, which is unbelievable. Wow. And if you do 10 minutes of charge, you can get 2 hours of play time, wow, with that. They look kind of cool. I mean, they're just like,
they look cool.
Yeah.
But they're very nice looking. What's also cool about them, and they're super comfortable. I use them all the time, frankly. The other cool thing about it is the price point. So it's about $70. Wow. But if you got the same earbuds, the comparable ones by Apple, their AirPod Pro 2, then $250.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's pretty dramatic. So this is Earfun Pro 3 earbuds. So check it out.
Yeah.
All right. You're saving us a lot of money.
I just lost these. And my wife actually found them because I can't find anything.
Well,
I don't know if you guys have
me.
That problem. I can't not
I'm
find
still
anything.
Using,
she finds everything.
I still use wires. I have yet to get into Bud World. Your mouth is, your jaw is hanging open that I still use headsets.
No,
this.
I do on the airplane sometimes because it's just easier dealing with, I have a splitter. Yeah, yeah. But I hear what you're saying. So keep in mind it's about $70 on Amazon. So
that's
check it out.
Good. That's amazing.
Earfun. I'm gonna for the fifth product. I'm going over here. You get see.
Okay. Oh, look at his nice apartment.
Wow.
Are you an art collector?
I have some art. I'm an art collector. But.
What do you mean some? Your wall's covered with art.
Yeah, wait a second.
Photographs.
That's not beautiful. Art. That's a barcode.
Yeah.
Well, that is a barcode, but it's sort of. You know,
it's art.
That's my shameless plug. So if you scan the bar club, it takes you to the Gadget Game Show. What the heck is that? So let's go one last product, and we can place a couple.
Kenny,
Gary, we need a barcode.
We need a barcode.
You guys have to get a barcode.
My barcode is pour me another.
That's a good code.
Boy, ladies and gentlemen.
The last gift idea that we're staying in this thinking is, I'm not big on giving ties or socks. However, this is the difference to it. These socks right here, I'm going to lift them up and show you.
He's showing us his hairy legs, baseball socks.
Yeah, wait a second. He just pulled something out of his socks.
They have a pocket in it, so you can stick stuff in it, like in that case, money, but you can also have your ID in them, or you can have your golf stuff. You can have your...
We got to wear shorts when you wear those socks.
Well, you have to just to show everybody. And then your Medicaid eye drops can go in. They come in a bunch of colors and shades and stuff.
Now,
it's socks with pockets.
People who know me, and Kenny, you know this on social media, is I collect wacky socks.
People send me
socks. Those are, and there are prints on those socks, ladies and gentlemen, who are listening to the podcast, that are fun. You showed us baseball prints. This is best dad ever. Now, let me ask you a question. Because here's what I would do for a while, is I would put money in my sock. And forget about it, and then probably do the wash.
Mm.
It's going to take me a while to remember that I have credit cards in my socks.
That's a problem. I can see that. And by the pocket is kind of a plasticky thing, so that it can handle water. So it's not going to. If it does get wet, I think it's going to protect.
There you go. We problem solved.
But I do think you have to remember what you got in there. But like I if I go running or something, it's a great place to put your ID and a credit card.
Brilliant.
For Starbucks or whatnot. Hmm. It's really, they also make a bigger version that actually holds a passport. So if you want to, you're going internationally, you want a safe place to keep your passport with you, but not really with you. That seems like a great thing too. So
if you left the house without your pants by accident, you didn't realize you didn't have your pants. You still got your socks on.
I still have my socks on.
Yeah. Right? And Steve, you think he just made that up? That is a real concern for Ken.
I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it. I'm not even this bit surprised.
I think that's brilliant. It certainly you can't pickpocket. Sock pocket.
That's right. Know? Exactly. So especially living in New York, it's kind of also makes a lot of sense here. So that's from pocketsocks.com. It's a mom and pop company. So I'm always very big on pushing small entrepreneurs. And this is definitely
what are they called again?
Pocket Socks. Pocketsocks.com is what they're.
And pocketsocks.com is where we
are. Now, are they finding you to give you the products, or are you finding the products? Or it's probably both.
I'm kind of known in the gadget world. So I hear from a lot of gadget folks, but at the same time, I go to all the trade shows, CES and a bunch of other shows. So I go to, and I always go to the inventor area to see the up and coming stuff. So it's a combination of both. I find them, but they also find me. Mm-hmm. And
A great personality for this. I mean, if I were to name somebody Mr. Gadget, I would hope that they would look like you. I mean, you're very fun personality. You have a character that speaks gadgetry.
And if only he was human, Gary. It's amazing what they can do with AI nowadays, isn't it?
Well, after I'm gone, they'll have to recreate me electronically.
Right.
You remember Stan Can? Nobody remembers Stan Can.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay, there you go.
So on the Mike Douglas show.
Mike Douglas show and Johnny Carson. So,
that's right.
And I was crazy about him. So I kind of, he's long gone, but I like to channel his persona a little bit in my, my world. So,
Well, now, given your winning personality, what are the odds of us doing a short version of your game show?
Let's do it. I'm ready. I've got a couple of mystery gadgets here. And the way it works, you guys look at the product, I show it to you, and you ask me a few yes or no questions about it, and then you have to guess what the heck that is. So
do we get to all do we get to all join together in harmony? Go, what the heck is that?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay, we're going to, Kenny. Regardless, like we're going to do that.
Here we go. All
right, I'm competing with you, Kenny.
All right. Here's the open.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay. Okay. So here is the mystery gadget. I'm going to show it to you here.
Okay. Immediately, my mind went porno. But I don't think that should.
Another one you might have be more in that climate.
Does it, or a question? Is it for liquids?
It is for liquids, but not exclusively. I guess would be. The
I
right
think
thing.
I know what it is.
The name.
Can I take a guess?
You can take a guess all you want. Sure, go ahead.
Fine.
It's a cereal thing that you put cereal and milk in it, and you eat have it together.
He's very.
Did he just win?
Why I won? I know who made that.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Get out of here.
So the way it works.
I know the guy who came up with that. He is married to the girl who was the costume designer on Criminal Minds.
See?
Get out of here.
I'd get out of here, but I live here.
Wait, I'm gonna even show it just to prove how well I set up. You put the milk in here.
You put the milk in there.
Goes on the inside. You got two holes here. One, the milk comes out. The other, cereal comes out. So you can keep this around all day, and it's never going to get soggy. So it mixes in your mouth. So
it's not for children. I mean, I could go to a business meeting and feel like, hey, you know, I didn't have enough bran flakes with milk this morning. Pull out my thing and go continue with the PowerPoint, Bob. I'm going to.
You can bring your cereal anywhere, and it's called here's the name. It's the Crunch Cup. There we go.
Yeah,
and it's exactly what Penny was saying. It basically lets you have your cereal. It doesn't get soggy because it actually mixes the milk and the cereal in your mouth.
Wait,
so if you don't
BJ, cereal, hears know, about this.
This and is the solution.
Moms and dads, that sounds like a perfect lunch kit. Or breakfast nutrition to send in your kid's lunch pail to school.
Absolutely. Or if you're going to go for a run in the park or something, and then when you finish, you want your cereal, but you don't want to have it all soggy. You can just take it with you that way. It's a great way to transport it. That guy, very good. Okay, next.
I'm impressed. And Kenny, I'm blown away that you got it without. Even
I know, I am too.
But well, I got it, but not because I never would have guessed it if I didn't know.
But
about
who
DJ.
Knew that there would be a connection like that? That you knew the. Craft services person.
I never would
show
have known.
That
I had no idea. My God.
And again, well,
no, she was a costume designer for like 10 years. She did the head of costumes for Criminal Minds.
All right, Steve. I need another. I need to win. I'm competitive.
Take a look at this one right here.
I know who invented that too.
Oh, get out of here. You're joking. You're out of here.
I'm kidding. Okay.
So this is what it looks like.
Toilet bowls for gophers.
No. Does it? Is it a bathroom item?
It is not a bathroom item. And that's a great, you know, so Gary, you got it. That's how you play. You really should narrow it down. It's like to figure out where you use it or what it's used with to try and guess what it is. So that's great. So
you're playing all the bathroom.
Okay. Automobile. Is it used in an automobile?
Not used in the car. No, not an automobile.
Is it used in the bedroom?
It is not used in the bedroom for the most part.
Most part. No. Okay.
There are two of them. Are they identical in size? Are they identical, the two objects that you have in your hand?
No, there's a large version.
Large and small.
And it's sold as a pair.
It's a family show, so it's not like a condom holder.
No, it's nothing that you can't share with, talk about in front of
you. But this is my question, though. But the clip device is to fasten in unusual places.
Well, I don't know about unusual, but in a place that makes this functional. This won't work unless this clip is part of the magic of this design.
Yes, and we're trying to describe it. It's a hooking device with a ring, and one's larger because, again, some people are listening to this show. Yes. Kenny, it's your turn to guess. Yes or no question, Kenny. You're on the clock.
A yes or no question?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can't ask. What is okay. it?
Is no, it something? Here. Does it
we
have
know it's not in the bathroom. We know it's not in the bedroom. Right. So
but kitchen. What about kitchen?
Kitchen.
Absolutely. That's where it's going to be used mostly in the
in
kitchen.
The kitchen. Okay.
It's not for hanging towels. It's not for knives. He keeps putting it up to his eyes, but that's just because he's cute.
No,
yeah, he's playing. Just playing okay. with us. But don't, it's for putting something while you're using it and you want to continue using it, but you want to put it away for a little while. Like, almost like a, geez.
All right. Can we just, can we all yell out? The one time, three, two, one. What the heck is that?
Here's the answer right here. This is called the, actually, I have to look at the name of it. It is the cone keeper. And
cone
what it
keeper. Oh, an ice cream cone.
Oh. So when you're keeping in your cone, something's holding it so you can.
It's a cone keeper, and it clips to the box that the ice cream comes in.
Exactly.
It clips inside. You put your cone in it as you're scooping.
Exactly.
What human being had...
So have the time on their hands and the love of ice cream.
And, you know, so, you know, I wrote a book called Gadget Nation, which is all about these mom and pop inventors, these garage inventors. And it's amazing. You know, you come up with an idea and then you spend the next 8 years of your life and a ridiculous amount of money trying to get this product to market. And sometimes it work takes off and you make $1 billion. And a lot of times you lose a lot of money. So I think this is like one of those things like, wow, who would have thought to come up with this and then to invent time and energy to make it come to market, but they did it. You want to do another one?
I am impressed. Well, let's do one more. Then we're out of time. Then we're out of time. But let's do one more because it's fun.
Okay.
And I want to point out, you know, you're on DBTV along with
DBTV.
Us. DBTV. Of course, you've got your YouTube channel for What the Heck Is That at GadgetGameShow.com.
Yeah, if you go to GadgetGameShow.com.
Get that information out there.
It'll take you, if you click on the YouTube link, it takes you right to the channel, or go to YouTube, What the Heck Is That? And that'll take you, or scan the QR code, and that takes you down.
Scan your QR code.
Gotta get
you gotta wear that on your head.
And everything.
You gotta have a QR code right on your head. Like
I have a T-shirt. I do own a T-shirt that has it on.
Of course
the
you
T-shirt.
Do.
So, you know,
of course you do. No. All right, let's do one more.
Okay, here's this one right here.
Well, that's a plate.
It's like a little
but it has a hole in it, so it's not a plate. It's a
not
cone.
A plate.
It's a conical structure with a
conical.
Cone in the middle. It's not a lid. It could be a lid for, and you put a straw in the middle.
But why would you want to put a straw in the middle?
Okay.
I don't know.
It's one of those neck collars for a snake.
It's not a neck collar for a snake.
When you take your snake out for a walk.
Yeah, and they're itching, and they
sure.
don't want
yeah,
them to.
Like I cannot see any purpose for that whatsoever.
Okay, let's flip the cards over. Ask the question.
What the heck is that?
Okay, this is called fly lid. And the idea is you put this on a cup. It could be a Starbucks cup or any cup that you have. It goes on top of it, and you leave a little bit of your beverage down here, leave it someplace, and flies go in, but they don't come out. It's a way of, it's like kicking your
own. So that's for catching flies?
Oh,
so you've got a sticky stuff inside that flies.
Well, the sticky stuff is just your leftover coffee or leftover whatever.
You put it there. You put that on and
flies sensibly sugar.
I got to tell you, Steve, every product has been great. I got to tell you, I love it. This one is like.
If I don't
buy that product and I have a cup of coffee that's outside.
I think that's actually a good product because it's a good. You go camping. You don't. I hate the coils. I hate the smell of spray. It's a way to use your sticky liquids and capture flies. It even
it's
seems
not my favorite.
Humane.
It's not my favorite. I'm just being honest with you.
I like it.
Different gadgets for different folks. I'm going to show you one more. I'm not going to play the game with this one because I'm not going to give you the answer. But this is my way of keeping my show.
Yeah.
This, take a look at this little thing here. It's got this little funny bottom on it. It's got this top on it. It is not a Danny DeVito pencil sharpener.
No.
Okay.
What is it? The only way you can find out is go to the game show. Go to episode 75. It's up right
episode
now.
Episode 75.
And that will be the there's
find out what this little chubby guy with a violin case, sunglasses, and a Blues Brothers hat.
Yes.
With a magnet on the bottom. He's and a hole on his head.
He is absolutely a very useful, I'll give you a hint, kitchen tool and not a Danny DeVito pencil sharpener. So check him out.
A useful kitchen tool. Episode 75?
Okay. Episode 75 to find out what the heck that is.
Okay, there's now you're also, I imagine you're going to, we should do something like that for his show where we come on and go, start talking about something, and then the people go, what the fuck are they talking about? And
then go, I'll come on with a gadget that has no useful purpose whatsoever. There you go.
I love something it. That I love make. It.
Steve, you have been a joy. You're a wonderful guest. You have a great show. Thank you for the gadgets. Thank
and
you
happy
for the Father's
Day
idea. Happy Father's Day.
You both as well. Look, thanks so
that
much.
That is not a sexist statement. Women will enjoy all of these things as well.
Absolutely.
It's for everybody. It's for everybody.
All right.
Have what the heck
one,
is that?
Buddy.
Steve, have a good
thank
one.
Thank you, Mike.
GadgetGameShow.com.
Thanks so much. So long. Take care.
Bye-bye. The thing is, I was also thinking while we were talking, is anybody producing, it might be this is a good idea, are they producing grills that are designed for women?
What would that be?
Well, I don't know. Something that, first of all, that's a little shorter, a little smaller for women that they might like it. There's a lot
well,
of places.
That's women are taller than we are now.
What do you mean
I
now?
Go to, I go out to the movie theaters and the young women are 6'2". Hmm. They aren't shorter than we are anymore.
Most
it's all changing. The world
I think
is
the
changing.
Average height right. of women is still shorter than men. The average
right.
height.
But I don't see the sense of a shorter grill. I mean, okay, grills are relatively short anyway.
Okay. What else would be what would be a good quality in a grill?
I can't think
like?
Of anything that wouldn't be essentially a sexist stereotype. Like put on, you know, a TV screen underneath there so they can watch their favorite shows. That's a sexist statement.
Yeah. Okay.
What would be a feminine grill? There is nothing for a feminine grill.
Okay. I'm sorry. I won't
it's a nice thought.
But I'll tell you something that while we were doing that, I was also, because I'm terrible at gift giving. Terrible.
We know that.
It just freaks me out.
It comes up every time there's
to buy
a reason to give gifts.
Which is why, while I was trying to think of gifts to give, I thought of the worst possible Father's Day gift ideas.
So this is your segment. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, like the one thing what? I would don't recommend that you get for your Father's Day is what's it called? Colon Guard. Have you seen the commercials? Are you supposed to shit
joke,
in the box?
Right? Are you the being serious?
Guard. Yeah. Have you seen these commercials? You haven't?
Oh, wait. Well, is it called Colon Guard?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you shit in a box and then you send
yeah,
it to
a happy
the
box in the commercial. It's like
right,
it's a
to
happy
see
box,
if you have colon
and
cancer.
And it says shit in me. Come on, shit me, and then you
right.
shit in the box, and then you send it off, and then somebody somewhere opens
somebody
the box of your shit, looked,
and then says you've got a.
And then
PSA
they check it out, and then
right?
they, you know, fine. That's a horrible Father's
well,
Day gift.
Well, it's a horrible Father's Day gift, but is it a bad idea for a gift? I mean, if you're concerned
it's a terrible
about a father
idea for
or
a
man over 50, particularly
oh,
men.
Come on, don't ever. That's a horrible.
Well, you don't want to find that under the Christmas tree or the Hanukkah log or anything like that.
Don't say. Please, Gary. I'll tell you another idea thing that I would
right,
not
please.
Get.
Carry on. What's
my,
that,
for
Gary?
A father, which let's, I think is a terrible a shovel.
A shovel is it? A shovel?
Just
well,
a shovel.
You're right. I wouldn't be happy with a shovel because it's basically saying go do some fucking work.
Yeah.
And then like why do you have a shovel? It can be used as a weapon against you in a hysterical moment.
Mm-hmm.
Is this symbolized dig my own grave? I mean, a shovel is an ugly gift.
There's no the kind of it's just a shovel is just a bland. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Now, do you have any more bad gifts?
I have.
All right, give me another.
Mouthwash.
I think mouthwash is a good gift.
Are you kidding me?
Well, it's an insulting gift.
It's insulting.
But
that makes it a bad gift.
Well, what's the alternative? Kissing someone with bad breath? Or
it's Father's Day. You don't give your father mouthwash. It's terrible.
Well, it's a direct way of saying, hey, I want to be closer to you, but it's been impossible up to this point because of your heinous halitosis.
If I gave my father mouthwash, he would take it, open it up, gargle with it, and then spit in my face. Okay, that's what
I should have liked to have known your father.
That's a bad Father's Day gift idea.
I would have accepted it going, hey, thank you for letting me know and in such a gentle and useful
that's because
way
because you're an angel. You're like you're you're a saint, Gary.
All right.
You're going to get sainthood.
What do you get?
My final
you got another
bad
okay,
gift.
Please.
My final bad gift to give to Father. Rope? You know, like the thick, heavy kind. Like if you were to hang yourself, you know, the kind of hang yourself rope. Like,
well, that's right there.
With... yeah, with the shovel.
It's some rope. It's like the shovel. Yeah. Certainly, rope and a shovel would really look terrible. Like, what are you suggesting I go into?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, rope, shovel, and a fake police uniform.
Take a shit in the box.
Well, again, rope can be useful. I'm always looking for rope, Kenny.
You would look for rope this coming weekend.
A gift, maybe it has a birthday gift or something, some rope. Well, now, what do you generally get? First of all, I get nothing. Nobody gives me anything. Once in a while, my kids will give me a tie. I got a cigar last year, which is lovely and fine. But usually I have to remind everybody that it is Father's Day.
Well, with me, what happens is, you know, usually it's an excuse for us to, you know, plan a big meal. So we'll eat what we want to, which will be fun. And I'll love to do it. But I'm incredibly easy to get anything for. And the reason is, I always get clothes from my family because I guess I'm easy to shop for. Like, I'll always get a shirt, sometimes a pair of pants, and I love it. They have great taste. So that's really, I'm so easy, they can get me anything. Like, my wife, I can never buy her clothes. Never, ever. I walk into the store. She has trained me. The first thing word out of my mouth at every place that I shop is, what's your return policy?
Right. There's too much criteria. I bought my wife jewelry, but I don't really like to because she's going to go, oh, that's beautiful. And then I'll find it in a drawer years later because it wasn't the right color. It wasn't the right metal or whatever. But Kenny, I got to tell you, I'm surprised that you're easy to shop for. I would have pegged you for somebody who's very difficult to get gifts for.
Well, you're pegged wrong.
You just, I apparently I have. You just seem like a difficult person. I don't mean that as an insult. You just seem like somebody that has specific things that they like and don't like.
No, I am so, as the kids say today, chill.
You're chill.
I'm totally chill.
You're chill.
And I'll tell you something. It's interesting that you don't think I'm chill, because I'll tell you the other thing is, sometimes people go, oh, you're the guy that would tell the kids to get off your lawn.
Are you that guy, or you're asking if
somebody would say that they think that I'm the guy
that you might be a get off your. No, I don't see.
And I'm not
get
that. And you know what? I'm the opposite. All the kids in my neighborhood love me. You know why? Because they can play on my lawn. You know what?
They can play your lawn.
About my lawn. I'm not a lawn guy. You're a lawn guy.
I'm a lawn guy. Kenny, we have contradictions. There are contradictions about us. I'm a get off my lawn guy, kind of, sort of. Because I spend a lot of time working on my lawn, you know, but it doesn't happen very often that I yell at anybody to get off my lawn. But my wife calls me a golden retriever because she said I could get you anything and you will just lick my face and dance in a circle and be happy. She says that I am remarkably easy to shop for.
Well, what does she get?
She can get me rope and a shovel and I'll be happy.
I gave her an idea for the day.
I think I solved her gift idea. I'm going to send this show to my kids just to remind them that it's Father's Day. I'd love a cigar, a bottle of wine.
Really?
And and a tie, a nice tie. Hmm. Well, Kenny, let's say farewell.
Let's give our adieus.
Audience. Let's give our adieus. Want to thank our guest of What the Heck Is That? Steve from DBTV. I didn't even know we dropped the A.
Well, DBTV. You got to keep up on these things, yes.
Yeah, I got to keep up. Anyway, thanks for watching or listening. We're on all the popular podcast platforms. We are on DBTV, streaming television. We have our own YouTube channel. We'd love if you'd give us a thumbs up there.
And this show, by the way, for people on the podcast, there's a lot of visual stuff going on. So I recommend that they listen, that they go and watch it on YouTube.
Watch us on YouTube. We spend time working on our hair and stuff like that. Blow drying and what have you. So we like it when people watch us. Anyway, we have our own YouTube channel, The Gary and Kenny Show. Thank you so much for listening and or watching. We'll see you next time. So long.
Bye-bye.